It's been a terrible month for the, you know, one size fits all, vaccinate or else crowd. Don't question the science. There's a lot of inconvenient truths, data that has come out. And it's been forcing people, even the CEO of Pfizer, Albert Bourla, to come out and start to sound like this on media interviews with the mainstream. Take a look.
Okay. We know that the two doses of the vaccine offer very limited protection, if any. The three doses with a booster, they offer reasonable protection against hospitalization and deaths, less protection against infection.
I mean, exactly what both Jonathan Isaac and Cariotti were just talking about. We've said it from the beginning. The vaccine does not stop infection, doesn't stop transmission. Anyone that says otherwise is either out of touch, like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, or they're lying.
Yes.
Team.
So vaccinations work really well, but they're not, they can't protect everyone, and that's why you need a multiple layers of protection, and that's why we advise people to take care around vulnerable people. We ask people to take those additional precautions. So we will tragically still see deaths in individuals that are vaccinated, but that doesn't mean the vaccines are so good at protection, particularly the third dose. We know that that third dose of vaccination is critical for Omicron in increasing the level of protection, but the vaccines we have available are safe and effective.
Absolutely crystal clear. This is not an option. It's not an add-on. It's not a good thing to have. I think we're very close to a change in policy that will simply reflect the fact that in order to be fully protected, you need to have three doses. Not two plus an optional extra, but in fact, to be fully protected, to be fully vaccinated, to have fully played your part, you need not two plus an optional third, but three doses. I don't rule out there being other groups that become the subject of a mandate. We did it for the best of reasons last year, and it's why we can all be very proud as a Victorian community that 93%+ of
these teams are not just knocking on doors anymore. They're actually carrying eskies and vaccinating at the door. They're seeing how many people in that household, and they're vaccinating everyone who's eligible in that home while they knock on that door. And that's what we have to do now.